Isn't it remarkable how the memory of a fright early on in life stays carved on one's mind in vivid detail well into adulthood? Many years ago, my parents and I were holidaying on the Isle of Portland, that's really a peninsula that forms the southernmost extremity of Dorset, England. Very early on the first morning, my father, Jill the dog, and I made our way to the very farthest point known as Portland Bill, where craggy rocks meet foaming sea, disturbing and disrupting the English Channel's tidal currents. As we approached the massive red and white ringed lighthouse, I was astonished at its sheer height. I studied the metal guardrail at the top surrounding the actual lamp. I felt giddy looking up, because I couldn't work out if it was me toppling over, or the effect of mist and clouds passing by. Then, quick as a flash, I instinctively ducked as a wave of deafening sound hit us. It was a grotesque, horrifying noise that took a few seconds to reach a steady note, rather like a klaxon, but many octaves lower. It was so loud that not only did my ears hurt, but my eyeballs seemed to vibrate. I looked to Father, who, although smiling bravely, could not hide his concern. The thought that it was a foghorn didn't enter my head, and I imagined an unearthly giant blowing an equally gigantic sousaphone or tuba as it went off again, echoing slightly around the coast. It was then that we both noticed Jill, our dog, had disappeared. My heart sank. The din became insignificant as we searched frantically for her. I felt very sick when we noticed a limp and lifeless body floating in the surf and being nudged repeatedly against the rocks below. As it happened, it was a dead guillemot, and Jill, my best friend, returned 2 days later, bedraggled and embarrassed, and my fright of losing her was over.